you're the guy I'm in love with. I don't like to use the word love lightly because I understand that love is so much more than butterfly raves in my stomach or lonely palms that sweat from working so hard to reach out to you. I know that love is more than an unhealthy infatuation with everything you do, everything you say, and wanting to just be around you all the time. Which is why I have no problem in saying that I'm in love with you. It's gone so much deeper than your inane ability to make me crave cheesy love songs and how you've so perfectly infiltrated every one of my fantasies. I've never met someone that I clicked with so perfectly. When I met you, I knew we'd be good friends. And the first time you made one of your corny jokes, the first time we talked for hours about everything and nothing, and the first time that you told me you cared about me, I knew I was gonna fall for you. You make me want to tell you all of my secrets, even the ugly ones that lurk behind me when I stare into the mirror. Because I know you won't judge me. You make me want to high dive out of my comfort zone and go on all of the adventures that I've always been afraid of. Because you make me feel safe. I've had crushes before, sure. But none of them hold a candle to the way you make me feel. Just the thought of you brings a smile to my face, which means I've been smiling a hell of a lot more since I met you. And everything reminds me of you. I'll be scrolling through YouTube, and someone will be playing our favorite song on the guitar. Or I'll be listening to music and I'll be smacked in the face with a lyric that just describes you so perfectly, it's uncanny. And when I'm lying in bed at night, I imagine holding you and I can hear your heartbeat practically in my ear. And then I realize that's just my own heart threatening to beat out of my chest. I wonder what it'd be like to argue with you over something stupid and make up once we've both come to our senses. I think about taking care of you when you're sick, getting you washcloths for your forehead, trying to convince you to eat something when you're nauseous, buying you cute stuffed animals when I go get your cough medicine, a friend for your elephant, my elephant that you make fun of. And I think about caring for you when you're having a rough time. I know how hard things can get for you sometimes, and I want to be there for you when you feel like you've sunk into rock bottom to remind you that you aren't alone. This is not a fairy tale for me. I want all of you. I want all of your emotional baggage. And the ugly sides of beautiful you. I'll still see you as perfect. Even as I'm staring at you at your very worst. I want to be there for you every step of the way. Because I don't want you to ever have to feel like you're alone in life. It really hurts. All of this hurts so badly because I know you don't feel the same way about me. I know that when you think of me, if you think of me at all, you don't have fantasies about our first kiss, our first date, or cuddling during thunderstorms, or watching cheesy movies until 2 in the morning when we're both delirious. Sometimes I wonder what you do think of whenever I cross your mind. Maybe you think of my stupid obsession with cartoons and kids' movies and other children's media, or maybe you think of the way I talk about the stories I'm writing when I know no one else cares. Maybe you think of my tendency to overshare everything about myself. And maybe I don't even linger in your head. Maybe you'll just remember that I exist and then go back to your daily life. But I can't stop myself from feeling like we'd be perfect together. Like we could be something so incredible. So unstoppable. As much as I try to move you out of my heart, you become this permanent resident, and I don't know what to do anymore. I can't tell you how I feel because the only thing that hurts more than knowing you're here and I can't be with you is the thought of losing you. I don't know what lucky stars aligned to bring you into my life, but I thank them every day that I know someone as amazing as you. You're just incredibly sweet to me all the time, and I appreciate it so much. And I try to remind myself all the time that you're just a nice person, that you don't treat me any differently than you treat everyone else. But you make me feel special, even when you aren't trying to. And when I feel special, it's hard to forget you don't see me that way. I'm not anything special to you. And I know I need to stop pretending like I am. I'm just your friend. I like being your friend, I really do. But that doesn't mean I'm ever going to be able to stop wishing we were something more. I wish you the best in life, and I wish you a lifetime of happiness, and I hope someday you find someone who cares about you the way that I do. I hope you find someone who realizes just how much of a gem you are, even if that person can't be me. Sincerely, the girl who's still in love with you.